Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Adrian Ott back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Adrian is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the CEO and co-founder, and founder, of Exponential Edge. She was selected as one of Silicon Valley's most respected strategists, and she is continued just to get award after award after award. She got a brand new one to tell us about in a minute. Her book is called The 24-Hour Customer, and more importantly, she's our good friend. Adrian Ott, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be here again.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on the new recognition that you got. Folks, Adrian lives in a pretty ritzy neighborhood when it comes to impressive people, especially impressive ladies. You're out there in the Silicon Valley, Adrian. And we got folks like Sheryl Sandberg with Facebook. We got Meg Whitman with used to be with eBay. You got who else? Got Yahoo out there. I mean, what's the lady's name with Yahoo? You were recently received another honor, and I want you to tell the audience about it.
Well, Jim, I have to say I was completely blown away to be named one of the 100 most inspirational women leaders in Northern California by the Harvard Business School Alumni Association.
And folks, this is a place that's where there's a high concentration of inspirational leaders. This is in the Silicon Valley area out there in Northern California. There a lot of folks. This is high concentration, and this is by the Harvard Business.
Yes, it was the Harvard Business School Alumni Association.
Okay.
And
all
so
right.
This was actually a peer nominated.
Wow.
So the other my fellow classmates and people that didn't know me, it was actually other people who alumni who had attended the school, and they there were about 1,200 women alumni in Northern California.
Wow.
And it was such an honor to be nominated and selected by my peers.
Congratulations. And I'm not the least bit surprised, folks. You're probably not either. You've been hearing Adrian on the show now for a while. Adrian, this is another example of what I tell my audience. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. So congratulations on your award. I know one of the things you want to talk about today is what you call closing the vision gap, how to lead above the noise. Now, tell us what you mean by that.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. when you think of the vision gap, we often see two things happening. If you think of a continuum, at one end, we see CEOs and leaders who are mired in day-to-day tasks.
Yep.
You know, they're just too busy to think ahead. And, you know, we're getting to the end of the year. We're starting to think about the new year. But, oh, my goodness, we've got that deal to close. We've got, you know, the books to deal with and things like that. And
payroll.
How do you get above?
Yeah.
You got to pay payroll.
Because I tell you, if vision is great, and I talk about it all the time, we've been talking about it a little bit already today. But if you don't make payroll, you're not going to have anything to have a vision about.
Absolutely. And, you know, at the other end of the spectrum, I'm sure, Jim, you have seen CEOs and entrepreneurs that are so enamored with their vision that their team can't keep up, right?
Right, right.
So we see these two ends of the spectrum, and this creates a gap. And it really is a challenge.
So you're talking about you got some CEOs can't be the CEO. They can't get their head out of the trenches. And some CEOs won't slow down enough to let their organization catch up with them.
Right, exactly. And I think this is really a key problem with many business executives today and businesses today is And this problem's just only going to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we're just bombarded with information. You know, the good news about the Internet is that we have access to more information, and the bad news is we have access to more information.
Right. Exactly. No, that's exactly right. And so what you have to do is you have to really become good at focus, don't you? You have to really say, okay, what of all the things I want to do, what is the thing that not only we want to do, but we can do? And as shiny as those other objects may be, you got to let them go, don't you?
Yeah, you really have to focus. And I know your last guest was talking about, you know, your no list, obviously.
Right.
Prioritizing is very important.
You got to learn how to say no. Adrian, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break right after these messages, folks. We'll be right back with the continually award-winning Adrian Ott after these messages. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.